time. Every image, every spark, every fragmentary concept filters through the author's mind, finding expression in the words available to her on a particular day. A writer can plan, of course, but there's as little hope of anticipating the precise shape a novel will take as there is of predicting the future. Each day's writing is dependent on conditions in the writer's life, and life leaves its mark on us all. The author who finishes a book is a different author from the one who started it months or years before. Oh, how I love that idea now! There's so much possibility when the ending isn't written, and no matter how much planning a writer does, the execution can't help but throw up multiple opportunities. Complications too, it must be said. Ideas are everywhere, and they can be spun into useful threads and woven into one story whenever and wherever they're found. There's truth in that sort of creative process, and vitality and uniqueness, for we are all individuals with lives and thoughts and influences that combine to make us who we are. A story, then, is like the person who wrote it. Varied, problematic, complex, mobile, alive.